And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 22nd of July, 2016. Today is the birthday of the painter Edward Hopper, born in Nyack, New York, 1882. He was an admirer of the French Impressionist painters like Monet, the way they depicted light, especially the light of Paris. In 1962, Hopper said he still considered himself an Impressionist, even though the style had long been out of fashion. He said there's a sort of elation about sunlight on the upper part of a house. He had a day job as an illustrator while he produced paintings of his own, lived in Greenwich Village, overlooking Washington Square, married a fellow painter, Josephine Davison, who persuaded him to switch from oil to watercolors, had a successful one-man show, so he was able to quit his illustrator job that he hated. In 1942, he painted his famous picture, Nighthawks, the couple sitting at the counter of a New York diner, a man sitting alone, the counterman in white, one of the most recognizable paintings in the history of art. It's the birthday of the poet Emma Lazarus, New York City, 1849, who wrote the sonnet, "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free," that's on a plaque at the Statue of Liberty. It's the birthday of Tom Robbins, 1932, Blowing Rock, North Carolina. Dropped out of college, hitchhiked around the country, wound up in Greenwich Village, joined the Air Force, became a meteorologist, moved to Seattle to get away from the South. His first book, Another Roadside Attraction, came out in 1971, about a married couple who own a hot dog stand who steal the mummy of Jesus. Even Cowgirls Get the Blues has a hitchhiker with abnormally large thumbs. Jitterbug Perfume, about a king who lives for 1,000 years and ends up as Einstein's janitor. Tom Robbins describes his latest book as an unmemoir called Tibetan Peach Pie, a true account of an imaginative life. And it's the birthday of the novelist S.E. Hinton, born Tulsa, 1948. When she was 15, she started working on a book called The Outsiders, which was published in 1967. She was in her first year at the University of Tulsa. It became one of the most popular young adult books ever, has sold more than 14 million copies. Here's a poem for today by Leo Dangle, How to Take a Walk. This is farming country. The neighbors will believe you are crazy if you take a walk just to think and be alone. So carry a shotgun and walk the fence line. Pretend you're hunting, and your walking will not arouse suspicion. But don't forget to load the shotgun. They will know if your gun is empty. Stop occasionally. Cock your head and listen to the doves you never see. Part the tall weeds with your hand and inspect the ground. Sniff the air as a hunter would. That wonderful smell of sweet clover is a bonus. Soon you will forget the gun in your hands, but remember, someone may be watching. If you hear beating wings and see the bronze flash of something flying up, you will have to shoot it. A poem by Leo Dangle, How to Take a Walk, from his collection Home from the Field, published by Spoon River Poetry Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity, brain training with over 50 challenging games from scientists working with university researchers to push cognitive research forward. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.